an indescribable birthday gift of going up in a balloon. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Yesterday was April 1st, and today is April 2nd. Today is my birthday. Yesterday, friends and relatives joined me for a wonderful birthday party and birthday gift of going up in a balloon ride. It was quite an experience. I'd never been in a balloon before, and so going up in a balloon was a new and a wonderful experience. I am a pilot, and I fly airplanes, and I've flown Mark's light, ultralight airplanes and standard airplanes, and going up in a balloon has no comparison to anything else in the world. We went out to the balloon place, and we're getting ready to go up in the balloon. And the balloon master was there, and he had to have his fans to blow into the balloon to cause it to fill up. And then he had his heater, which caused the air to be hot inside and make the balloon stand up straight. And when the balloon was standing up straight, and the large basket holding some 18 people down below, we were there, and we were looking around, and we were thinking, wow, this is glorious. We had climbed into the balloon basket, and we were all waiting for it to take off. And we were talking to each other, and the next thing we knew, we looked over the edge of the basket, and we were several hundred feet in the air. We had lifted off, and we didn't even notice it. It was so gentle and so quiet and so peaceful and so glorious. And we looked around, and there were maybe 12, 14 other balloons up in the sky around us. It was really beautiful out of Del Mar in Southern California. It was so beautiful. And as we were floating along, we were thinking to ourselves, wow. And we looked down at the houses below, and the people, and the dogs barking in the backyard and running around. And it was quite exciting to watch all that and to see all that. But the most exciting thing was, as we were speaking to each other, there was not a drift of the wind, even though we were floating along up there with the wind, because we and the wind were one. We were one together, floating along, just having a glorious time. And, you know, that's kind of an exciting adventure. And if you ever have a chance to go up in a balloon, my, do take it, because it's something that's just indescribable. We floated along and we looked down at people's houses. It was amazing when our balloon master said, look at there, that's the new home of Bill Gates. It's cost $30, $40 million or something like that. And he has a big hilltop cleared off down there. Quite lovely. And I thought to myself, who would want a house as all these lovely million-dollar homes were all close together with maybe 6 feet between them? Who would, my gosh, buy some land with some space so you can have your garden? If you're going to have a lovely home like that, have something nice to look out the window at. And but they're all one on top, just like the row houses when they used to build the $20,000 houses that were just, say, eight feet apart from each other. And we'd look down, and we'd see it. And then we saw the people down there having barbecues, because it was in the afternoon. And as we watched, we'd wave at the people. They'd look up at us and wave at us. And we'd say, I got a steak for us, you know. And they'd say, come on down, you know. But it was just a friendly thing, because the balloons are so quiet. There's not a ripple of a noise. There's only when they turn on the gas to make the heater heat up the air and send it up into the balloon did it have any difference. But otherwise, it was just as quiet as could be. Gentle quietness. The quietness is just unbelievable. I can imagine that someone wanted to really meditate, to go up in a balloon and just float through the sky. And it's a floating meditation type thing where you feel just really wonderful, you feel really positive and good. And as though we were all taking pictures and looking around at each other and speaking to each other and saying, "Isn't that beautiful? Look, is there?" And then we look back where we had come from. We had taken off near the ocean at Del Mar, and as we had taken off near the ocean, it was about 5 o'clock, and the clouds were beginning to come in from the ocean, and the sun was setting just, it was on top of the clouds first, and then it would sort of sink down into the clouds and then drop down into the ocean. It was just glorious to see. And the mist sort of chased us along, but we were riding in front of it. And at one point we looked out at the horizon, on the eastward horizon, and our balloon master said, "That's our reflection, that's our shadow there." And we looked, and here was a giant shadow that covered maybe 30, 40 city blocks and high, and just a great big shadow. Beautiful, just glorious. Unimaginable that we, this little balloon, which is quite big though, was casting that shadow. It was quite an experience for us. And we really had a glorious time. Everyone felt it was so beautiful and so fantastic. And we had Dorothea Zimmerman along, and she had just celebrated her 90th birthday. And we had 80th birthdays and other birthdays being celebrated. And it was a wonderful, wonderful journey. If you ever have the opportunity to take a balloon trip, it's just a short ride. It lasted only about 45 minutes to an hour, the actual ride. Preparation of getting the balloon ready and wrapping it up afterwards took a little more time, but the ride was only 45 minutes, and we had traveled a distance of 6 miles, and we had traveled at about 10 miles an hour floating through the air. It's something that was really fantastic. And every one of us was bitten by the excitement, by the magic of being in a balloon. And we thought about the movie and the story, 80 days around the world in a balloon. 80 days? My goodness. That really was traveling pretty good. And anyone who would do that and really get around must be very, very special. I'm sure it's more fiction than fact, but it was a good story. Well, that's a little bit of our journey in a balloon, and how wonderful it was, how meditative it was, and how beautiful it was, and how all of my family and friends who were able to join us just were thrilled, tickle pink. One young man, he wanted to come along too. He just turned 14 on the 31st. And he was with his friends, and he said, "I will go on the chase crew. I don't want to go up in the balloon." And he didn't go up, and I thought, if he had done that, what a magic would have happened to him. If we take the adventures that come along to us when they're offered to us, what wonderful magic takes place in our life. When we are a little, I'm not frightened, but just a little leery of entering into these new adventures, then sometimes we miss out on a glorious thing. And Dorothea waited 90 years of her life to have this adventure. And here this young man was 14, and he could have had it so early and been so thrilled with the magic of what was going on. So, if each one of us will take the opportunity as it comes along of entering into the magic of the game of life, we'll have thrills beyond anything. And as we live the rest of our life, we'll always be thinking, what a glorious, silent, mystical time that was in that balloon, and how that could and should or could be or is what really meditation's all about. A quiet, beautiful, fabulous time. That's what meditation is all about. Next time we take a balloon trip, you want to come along? Let me know. It's a fascinating, wonderful, exciting journey. And I would love to have you there, because I love you. I love you. I love you.